Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Good evening. Halacha v'loy le'maisa. I remember there was a Yid in Yerushalayim, a Kurdish called Rabbi Yomi Rabinovitz. It was a Yerushalmi, a tzaddik, like from the previous generations. He wasn't from this generation. He was from years ago. He's a very tzaddik, very special person. Me'al Sha'orim, like the, you know, the picture from the picture books kind of thing. And I still was able to see him a few times, but the story goes that he was on Pesach. I literally just saw it. On Pesach, he was makbit to eat. All years, he was makbit to eat afikoymen before chatzos, which we know it's a machlokes in the Gemara, really, but it's machlokes in shoinim, and then machlokes achoinim. One should be makbit to eat afikomen before chatzos. Some are makbit the first night, alini the second night. We discussed it when we learned Hilchos Pesach. Rabbi Novitz was very makbit as well. One year, things got verschleppt a little bit. And Maggid took a lot longer than normally, and Mitzvah Matzah, you can imagine the way he does it. Matzah, the way he eats Matzah with all the kavanas. The mamash with all the heilige kavanas, moray koyrech, till the start shulchan oirech, it was literally 20 minutes before chatzos in Yerushalayim. 20 minutes before chatzos, so the children and grandchildren like they want to hurry up things a little bit, and they just, you know, so maybe skip the soup maybe, or skip the main course, just get on with it. 20 minutes before chatzos, and Rabbi Yomi Rabinovitz. You have to imagine Rabbi Yomi Rabinovitz, mama, proper, you know, the heavy, you know, the, and he said, no, relax, it's all relaxed, relax, and he didn't understand. 15 minutes, and he said, no, we're not skipping, keep going, slowly, going through the first course, the second course, so the students there weren't like, wait, slowly, 10 minutes before chatzos, the children already saying, oh, what's going on here? It's 10 minutes before chatzos, 5 minutes, fine, chatzos is missed, past chatzos. Don't understand, it was missed chatzos, first time ever they're witnessing chatzos, first night, obviously, first night, that's what it is. They don't know what's going on, they don't know. One of the grandchildren approached him and says, hey, can you explain why this year? I mean, you're fully aware of it. 20 minutes before chatzos, 10 minutes, 5 minutes before chatzos, you're just missing what? Why are you missing chatzos like this? So he said as follows. I'll explain to you. Rabbi Novitz said as follows. You know, this year everything got a little bit later. And, you know, if you would have tried to make it for chatzos, by definition, we would have had to skip or rush a little bit part of the meal. And that, I know, my wife, the Rebbetzin, she worked so hard for the Suda. She worked so hard. And she would have, deep down, it would have hurt her a little bit. She would have made a little krech. She would have sighed a little bit. She would have said, give a little sigh. It's such a shame she worked so hard for the soup and not even eating it. She worked so hard and they're rushing it. And she would have gone a little bit of a, it would have hurt her a little bit in her heart. It would have done a little bit of a shtech in her heart. A little bit, she would have been a bit upset about it in her heart. She said, for a little hurt in a person's heart, all the chumos are not worth. I prefer to eat after chatzos. And so Ben Yomin Rabinovitz said, it's not worth the chumra. That's Rabbi Yomin Rabinovitz. Thought I'll share with you. I think it's a nice story. Tonight we're going to be learning Siman Kuf Tes, starting with Sif Aleph, and we'll be learning the interesting halacha of somebody who is a latecomer, and we'll be defining a little bit, quite a lot of important points with regards to Tefillah B'Tzibah. And the point maybe that needs to be spoken about, the point maybe that needs to be introduced is as follows. We know that there is the main part of Tefillah B'Tzibah. The main, if we want to consider ourselves, we're done with the minyan, what is it? What is the main part of davening with the minyan? What is it? Shmoneh Esrei. To do what? To? Very good. To start Shmoneh Esrei together with the minyan. Okay, that's really important. That's contrary to what some people think. But yes, indeed. The main element of Tefillah B'Tzibah, if you want to have daven with a tzibah, the main part of it is to have started Shmoyne Esa, simultaneously, then the minion. Good. That's. Besides that, there's something else as well. Besides that, of course, there is other parts of Tefillah B'Tzibur which are really important, such as Kedusha, Kaddish, and the saying Amen of Shmoyne Esses, the Chazor Zashat. But these are all secondary. The main part is to have started Shmoyne Esses with the Tzibur. Now, what happens if a person comes late to Shul and he will not be able to daven Shmoyne Esses because he's come a bit late? He's not going to daven Shmoyne Esses together with a minion. He's going to start Shmoyne Esses an inch later. And therefore, he will not be able to catch, say, Kedusha. Because he's still going to be davening his own personal Shmoyne Esses. What is he meant to do? Wait for what? Very good. He has to wait for repetition. He has to wait, in other words, or let's think about, we'll define that. Good, very good. We'll get to your point. Very good. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Hanichna din top of page 274. Din echi is naiga yochid lechab mit filosei matzibu. How should a person daven if he missed the first part of tzibu? What should he do? Hanichnas lebeis hakneses. Somebody who enters the shul, the matzah tzibu mispalin, and the tzibu is davening already, and they're davening shmoyne esses already. Im yochel lehaschil, if a person can start, veligmoy and complete koydem, he can finish shmoyne esses koydem before sheyagia shliach tzibur lekedusha. If the person can finish, he can still chaperein, he can still finish shmoyne esses before the chazan is reaching kedusha, he should do so. However, if he won't be able to, if when he's starting Shmoyne Esses now, he's going to be in a second they're going to be starting Chazor Zashatz, and he's not going to be able to catch the Kedusha, then don't start at all. Oy le Kaddish. Now, what is Kaddish talking about? Hi, Kanibi, what Kaddish are we talking about? Very good, absolutely correct. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Dalet says, we're talking about Ma'arif, which hasn't got the Kedusha. So if you can start your Shmoyne Esses, that's the case, it's a Ma'arif case. If you've come late, and you're now starting Shmoyne Esses, after the Olam has started Shmoyne Esses, you're starting later. Now, can you start Shmoyne Esses? Yes or no? The answer is, well, if you'll be able to daven Shmoyne Esses, and you'll still be able to catch the Kaddish of the Minyan, you can start Shmoyne Esses. If you will not able to start and finish by the time you reach Kaddish, don't start Shmoyne Esses, because you're going to miss Kaddish. It's also part of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and you're going to miss Kaddish. Yisparel, you should daven. V'uadin omein d'okeil ha-kodosh v'shemeh ha-tefillah dinon ki Kaddish u'kdusha. Similarly, also, you're going to be missing omein ha-okeil ha-kodosh v'shemeh ha-tefillah, which it's really the same than Kaddish u'kdusha. Ve'im lav. If you will not be able to catch Kedusha by Shachrit or Kaddish by Ma'ariv, al yisparleil, don't daven. Don't start your Shmoyne Esses and Shulchan Aruch if you're going to miss Kedusha. Don't start your Shmoyne Esses if you're going to miss Kaddish by Ma'ariv. Don't start your Shmoyne Esses. Unless one exception is, unless you're going to miss Zman Tefillah. If you're going to miss Zman Tefillah, then of course you start. You're going to have to daven, you know, without Tefillah B'Tzibur. You're going to just daven, you know, just don't miss Zman. But this is the halacha over here. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, what do you think about this halacha? Again, the scenario is as follows. What's his name again? Yankel. Yankel Klotz came late. And he's come that late that he has missed the start of Shmoyne Esses with a minion. He has now wants to know where they can start Shmoyne Esses. He said, can I start Shmoneh Esrei now by Shachis? They're all well into Shmoneh Esrei already. Can he start? Yes or no? Should he start or should he not start? The answer is follows. If he can start and finish Shmoneh Esrei, by the time Chazal Shatz is going to be doing his Kedusha, he's not going to miss Kedusha. In other words, he's going to get his Kedusha. He can find Daven with pleasure. Daven and get your Kedusha. But if you know very well, if I start Shmoneh Esrei now, I'm not going to be able to get Kedusha, then we tell him, you wait. You weren't in a rush half an hour ago, so fine, so you can wait now. You wait now, okay? You just wait now. You're going to hear the Kedusha. You're going to hear the Amens. You're going to hear the Moed. You're going to hear Chazal Shatz. Very good. And after that, after everything is done, then you can daven your Shmoneh Esrei. But don't miss your Kedusha. That's the least you can do. Similarly also with Maariv. Person comes late for Maariv. Don't attempt to daven your Shmoneh Esrei if you've come late. If you're going to miss your Kaddish. Kaddish, very important. If you think you're going to make it, okay, go for it. If you think you're not going to make it, then don't go for it. Wait, hear the Kaddish, and daven Shmoneh Esrei after that. That's what Shulchan Aruch teaches. I am fully aware that a lot of people don't do that. Are we agreeing to that? Yeah? And I saw that the poskim discuss it, but everybody agrees that that's the way one should do. So I saw one of the poskim is melamed chos a little bit, but that's not. Everybody agrees. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring any cholkim, and that's the way one should do it. That's the way we describe. That's the way one should do. Yes.
If you're in Shacharis and you just before Shmoneh Esrei and you just wait and everything, and you're not going to be able to answer too many of these things.
So you don't stop. You don't stop. Ah, you're saying if you say your question again, please. Yeah, you have to know where you're up to. You're right.
So not really.
Yeah, but never. You're gonna get Kedusha. You're gonna get better
Kedusha.
Yeah, you are going to be waiting a long time. Yeah, you are going to be waiting a long time. But yeah, like the truth is, you may not. It looks like from the words of the Shulchan Aruch that you're actually after Shema Tefillah, you can go for the Shmoneh Esrei. You have to hear the omen of Shema Tefillah and then you can go for it. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds another point, Reb Gideon, which may be helpful. The first one is Tzivkot Aleph. He said, Nichnos lebeis ha-knesis, v'im roi tzelot tzeis leispal el ba'azoro, chutz lebeis ha-knesis, mispal ven tzorech lehamten. Mishnah Berurah asks the following question. What's the halacha if you missed it now, you're a bit late. Now, but you can't now. You know very well, if I start Shmoneh Esrei, I'm going to miss Kedusha. I know I'm going to miss Kedusha. So therefore, what's the halacha? You have to wait. But now, you don't want to wait now. But you know, there's in the back, there's a Noshim, or there's upstairs, there's another shul there. Can you go there? And there, but not waiting. You're going to be davening there, on your own. But that saves you from waiting. Can you do that? You're going to miss Kedusha, right? That's very interesting. But the mindset of the Mishnah Berurah is matter. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Aleph. V'im roi tzelot tzeis leispalel. If a person wishes to go out to daven, ba'azor chutz lebeis ha-knesset, you want to go out of shul, mispalel, you're allowed to. Ve'en tzorech la'amtin, you don't have to wait. I can't fully explain it. I agree with you. I fully agree with you. I mean, it sounds a bit bizarre, because he's going to miss Kedusha that way, he's going to miss everything that way, as if he's davened on his own. Yeah?
Stay with him.
Yeah. But it's a heter. It's a heter.
In effect, it's saying, if you're late and you've got a daven and you know you've got to miss Kedusha, it's basically like you're not really davening with a minion.
Correct.
If you're saying you can go upstairs and daven by yourself, so
you can daven, yeah. Well, then you don't have to wait. Then you can just go and you can daven. You don't have to wait. It's as if you're positively neglecting a Kedusha. Correct. Yeah. You are. I agree with you. It's a chiddush. Yeah. So it. You think that if you would start Shmoneh Esrei, the problem is that it's not a very good Shmoneh Ka'ona. It's a bit of a questionable kind of Shmoneh Ka'ona. Oh, very good. Let's speak about that. I'm getting asked a very interesting question. And he says, hold on a second. If we're really saying now that a person is meant to ensure that he's going to get Kedusha, that's what we're learning, right? Person needs to ensure he gets Kedusha. So, Mr. Kedusha is a very good kasha. He says, why are we only talking about somebody who's coming late? What about somebody who davens a bit slower? What happens if somebody davens a little bit slow? He davens with kavona. A slightly longer shmona esa than a minion. He didn't come late. He didn't come late at all. He just davens a little bit longer. And he knows very well, if I daven in this shul, I'm not good with this chazan, I'm not going to make it for Kedusha. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, Mr. Katanka asks, well, according to what we're learning now, surely, wait for until after Kedusha. Don't start Shemana Esra, because you're going to miss Kedusha. That's Mr. Katanka's kasha. Rabbi said, what do you think about that? Good kasha, no? What do you tell it? True or not true? True or false? False. Pardon?
Start with the minion when you can.
In the Indian, so now if you have to... Indian or minion?
Indian and minion.
Okay, you're saying you should go with the minion. Go with the flow. Go with the flow. Yeah. Yeah.
The difference is, the most important thing is to fit up a sibba. And you've gained that in the second place.
Very good. Beautiful. Excellent. Yeah. Michelle says, the Maisa, you're doubling with the minion. The main thing we introduced initially... That the main part of Tfilah B'Tzev is actually starting with the minion. That's the top. That's the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's the main principle of Tfilah B'Tzev is to start Shemoneh Esrei in the minion. So that's doing everything. That's what you say.
Some people are slower, even to get to Shemoneh, even if they start at the beginning, they might not reach the Shemoneh Esrei by the time the Chazal reached it.
Yeah.
What should they do?
Oh, very good. What should they do? So now the Bialocha asks this very question. It's a famous Bialocha, widely quoted, and let's see what the Bialocha says. Okay. The Bialocha says over here, that Nichlas Beis HaKnesset V'Motzer Tzibur, Nistapakti. I am in doubt. The Holy Chofetz Chaim is in doubt. He's got a doubt. Im Medech Tivoy, if his tent is natural, Tfilah is, Laharich B'Tfilah. Im Medech Tivoy, if he normally tends to be Marich B'Tfilah, he tends to have a long Shemoneh Esrei. V'yeinu yochol, he's unable to finish off at Kedusha, until the Tzibur does Kedusha. Im muter lehaschil, is he allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei or not? He's going to miss it. He's very, very likely to miss it. He knows, b'derech tivoy, it davens long Shemoneh Esrei, is he allowed to or not? And then he says, Umikan ein raya le'esa, he says, Mamash Mr. Shenal Tzvore, from here we don't have a raya that you're not allowed to start. The Efshah, it could very well be the Zelaf Tfilah B'Tzibur Gmur Mikri. This case that we are describing in Shulchan Aruch is not a proper Tfilah B'Tzibur. Ma'acha shelo hischil emoen b'shove. He didn't start simultaneously with the Tzibur. Shulchan Aruch's case is he is a latecomer. So here, just because a latecomer has to wait doesn't mean that somebody starting on time has to wait. That's Mamash Mr. Shenal's Mamash totally Tzvore. He said that maybe somebody who starts on time, maybe he's allowed, because that's a top Tfilah B'Tzibur, he's allowed to start to daven with everybody else, and even if you're going to miss Kedusha, that's tough, because he's got the top Tfilah B'Tzibur. He's got top minion credit points, because he's davening with the Tzibur. So that may only apply to somebody who's davening, starting Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. If you're starting 5 minutes late, or 3 minutes late, or even 2 minutes late, could be then the halacha applies, hold on, if you're not going to make Kedusha, stop here. But if he's starting with a tzibur, Bialocha says, could be that it's fine. The Mishnah Berurah afterwards brings to study, and you put lemaisa, that Bialocha leaves it with a tzorich in. And he leaves it with a tzorich in. He's not 100% sure. He leaves it as a suffix. He leaves it as a suffix. He says he's not sure lemaisa if a person can start davening a Shemoneh Esrei if he knows he's going to end up missing Kedusha. Lemaisa, I think we'll all agree, the minhag is to daven Shemoneh Esrei, even if you know you're going to miss Kedusha, right? I think everybody does. The Maaseh is definitely the minhag. I think that's definitely the minhag. But it's interesting to note that Bialocha leaves it as a tzorichin. Bialocha is not 100% sure about it. But if we are matted, it's very much because of your support that you mentioned. What Bialocha is over here. Yeah.
So if you start that on time, and you're a slow davener, and the say Kedusha that you're just listening, is that as good as...
No, it is not. Although it is true that there is a concept of Shemea Ka'oine,
right.
Shemea Ka'oine, which always means that when you listen, you're nearly as good as actually you verbalize it yourself. Nevertheless, it's not as good. To say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh is better than to just hear it. So it's not as good.
But that could, maybe that could be compensated the fact that you do take a long time.
It's the second best, and we're going to allow to do the second best over here. Yeah. We don't want it to rush Shemana Esrei, but it's the second best ultimately.
What happens with somebody who started with the at the very beginning of the davening? It's there at the very beginning, but he's maybe finishing just Krishma, and they're already starting Shemana Esrei, and he's still finishing Krishma. What does he do?
Okay, so
he's not starting Shemana Esrei with them.
So there is two answers. So there is a bit of a discussion amongst the poskim. What does it mean to start with the tzibba? Is it split seconds, milliseconds? How do you define starting with the tzibba? And the Reb Shlomo Zalman and Moshe, they all speak about it, and it's a little bit hard to define. It could be like, we don't exactly know, I can't give you, because the poskim say, if shall tzamtzam, you can't exactly speak the seconds. The Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, it sounds like we're literally talking about seconds. Like a few seconds. If it's 10, 20, 30 seconds, I don't want to be quoted on this, but he's literally talking seconds. And if you're really going to go beyond that time, you're like, yeah, then it's got lechoda, it's the same halacha than the late comer. Yeah.
When he starts with the chazan repetition, does he not say it's over the Kadesh Shemachah?
Very good. Very good point. Now, you are touching on another point. Mr. Blin points out that there is a concept brought down in the poskim, which was start off the discussion, started with the Halakha Chasam Sofer, who Chasam Sofer holds, and it's based on the Gemara in Brachos, that somebody who goes over Chazor's Hashatz with the Chazan himself, Mila b'Mila, word by word, when the Chazan says Boch, you say Boch. When the Chazan says Ato, you say Ato. Then it's considered a proper tefillah b'tzibah. Never mind how many people that are in the tzibah that are actually davening with him or not. Doesn't make a difference. The fact that you're saying the same thing than the shliach tzibah, you are like his partner. And that's tefillah b'tzibah. And following that, you'd actually say exactly the same word than he does. You'd say the introductory psukim, the same than he does. Although nobody can hear you, but you're going to say exactly, you're going to say the doi v'doi, you're going to say, for instance, because you're going to say exactly the same than the chazan. Okay. Correct, you will. It's exactly the same than the Chazan. Now, this is an interesting topic, and it's based on the Chasam Sofer holds that a person who says the Chazan Shatz together with the Chazan, he has done a complete filler b'tzibah. Reb Moshe disagrees with that, but there is that point. I'll tell you where this is very noigea, because this is noigea if a person taka comes late, and he wants to get filler b'tzibah. He's worried about his minion. You know, I want to die with a minion. So he's got two options. He can either try to, you know, assuming there is no Kedusha problem, assuming that he's going to catch Kedusha anyway. He's got two options now. He can either daven now. He's a bit late, 2 minutes late. He can either daven with the crowd, join the crowd now, although he's a minute late, and he's going to get Kedusha, that will be all right. Or option number two is hold on, wait for the Chazor Zashatz and join Chazor Zashatz. Two options. So this case I just described now is a world's machlokes. It's a very, very big machlokes. Chasam Sofer on the one hand, Chasam Sofer holds there is no point whatsoever starting Shemana Esrei a minute late. There's no point. You're davening bechidus. If you are up to Boruch Ato and the rest of the tzibah is up to Moedim, es tzemach, ala tzadikim, then you're not davening tefillah b'tzibah. It's a very low level of tefillah b'tzibah, says the Chasam Sofer. So there's no point. You're better off waiting, because that's the second best, you daven together with the shliach tzibah. That's Chasam Sofer's opinion, and Rav Ozner paskens like that. Rav Moshe disagrees, and Rav Moshe says, no, tefillah b'tzibah doesn't go like that. He says, anyway, after 2 minutes into Shemana Esrei, everybody's going to be holding elsewhere. One person is up to Sim Shalom, others are still up to Slach Lanu. He said it's always a very discrepancy between davenas, and therefore says Reb Moshe that if you are up, if you start Shemana Esrei whilst the tzibur is davening Shemana Esrei, that's considered filler b'tzibur. According to Reb Moshe, therefore, as long as this topic that we're discussing now is covered, the Kedusha problem is covered, you should be starting Shemana Esrei as soon as you can. Because according to Moshe, there is no point davening Philip Chazor Shatz together with the Chazan. So you're not doing anything. It's no mile, no mile, no mile. It's a bit of a confusing machloikas. But it's halacha lemaisa. What should you do if you do it? I'll tell you where it's also negea. It's negea if you have a... What do you do if you're a minute late? What do you do if you're a minute late? Your shema took a long time. You know, you daven a long shema, or the chazan rushed. What are you meant to do now? What are you meant to do now? And you know that you're gonna, if you start shmona esah, a minute after the tzibur, you'll get your kedusha. You'll be all right. But you didn't start together with a minion. What are you meant to do? What's the meaning, Rabbi Isai? What do people do? But if you're up to the past Shema, you can't really miss. There's not much you can miss, really. You're right. If it's Pesukah Dezimra, I fully agree with you. Pesukah Dezimra, definitely. If you know by Pesukah Dezimra, that's what's going to happen. You're right. 100%. But if it's past Shema, you can't really do that.
I think people just generally start a little bit late rather than wait.
Is that what people do? To start a minute late? Wait for next minute. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's mamash machloikus. Okay. Well, let's just finish off. We learned if somebody's late, that we learned then there is an in that we learned that the top element of tefillah b'tzibah is to daven shmeina esrei with the minion. That's the top. Then there's an additional element of tefillah b'tzibah which saying kaddish and kedusha, bochu. Amen are also an additional part of Tefillah B'Tzibah. And we learn now if somebody is a latecomer, he should rather not start Shemayna Esa. If he's going to miss Kaddish Kedusha, etc., he should wait and listen to Kaddish and Kedusha. We learned that the Bialocha discusses what happens if somebody's not a latecomer, but he's going to miss anyway because he's davening long and leaves with Tzorch Ian. Okay, right, and I wish you a very good Shabbos.